This is Comics Take on the News. It's Monday, September 4th, 2023, Labor Day, and you are listening to KBOO FM Portland on 90.7. I'm Danny Shy, the host and producer of Comics Take, a satire show where comics talk about real news stories with none of the gravity that they deserve. The news of the day for me is that I found my to-go coffee cup. So things are looking up. I'm only missing one now. I'm here with fellow friends and comics and to talk about the news. With me tonight is David Sung. It's Sung, right?
Yep.
Thank you. He accidentally heard about a news report while waiting in line at a DMV once, so we're going to be real good at the news. Emily June's here. She talks to a lot of people on the bus.
I actually really do, a lot.
Lots of things. And I'm also here with Althea Billings, who has sense, but not a lot, because she did agree to be on this show.
Hello and good evening.
See? Sounds like a real news person.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got things going on. Today we're talking, this is a special edition. We're usually on the second Mondays, but we're doing a special edition all on labor news today. Some of the labor stories we're going to talk about include foreboding negotiations to the Portland teachers strike in November. Staffing shortages at Washington County Jail. I'm going to figure out how to use words shortly into this thing. Mm. Oregon farm workers should be getting overtime pay. There's a doom loop tour. There was supposed to be a doom loop tour in San Francisco. Anybody go sign up?
No.
Okay, good. It was canceled, so you lost out on your money. And then potential UAW workers strike that will crash the automotive industry.
I thought it already crashed.
I don't like I'm annoyed that I wrote that pun. Just I want to be very clear. I'm not proud of myself.
I was annoyed by it.
Okay. Well, they've told me you have to do them as comedy. So that's the thing. All right. This is Labor News with Comics Take. Anybody want to kick us off with a song? Can you improv a song for us, Emily?
Okay. See me on the radio, we're K-Boo, we're on the radio, K-Boo, we're on the radio. We've got jokes and news and stuff for you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
That was lovely.
That was really good.
It's all downhill from here, folks. All right. Thanks for hanging out and sticking around, and we'll get you through your drive show. All right. First up tonight, we're going to talk about the Portland teachers strike. Possibility. Portland Public Schools and Portland Teachers Union have had a year of negotiations, and those negotiations are not going well. And by not going well, that mostly means if you believe that going well means reaching an agreement and keeping kids in school. Right now, we're on track to have a strike come November 1st. So that's great. The bargaining committee met with a state mediator for the first time last week in hopes of finding agreements. The parties have come to agreements on some articles, including school improvement councils, mentor programs, professional growth, and evaluations. And they also have a tentative agreement on parking.
Okay.
Yeah. Things are moving. There's still many articles that they need some help on.
That parking really is what matters the most, I think. I would be like, I want rock star parking.
Do you go to the school often?
Yes.
Okay.
Parking's a hot commodity.
I mean, that's fair, but who's parking at the schools? Who here is parking?
I park at the schools.
Okay, yeah. David parks at the schools.
What?
For teaching reasons?
I'm a substitute teacher. Okay. It counts.
All right. Yeah. Do they give you parking?
No.
Okay.
No, I just have to pick it. I park the same place that like the high school kids park.
Yeah.
So we all walk to our cars together. Depending on the school. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I work in Beaverton, and so they have a lot. They have a lot of parking because they don't have a lot of much else out there.
Wow.
Yeah. I just like to hang out there because that's my regular spot.
In Beaverton or schools?
At the schools.
Okay. School parking lot. She talks to people on buses and hangs out at schools.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Look at the gossip.
All right. Well, here's what they're falling apart on. Glad for gossip on this. Articles include salary raises, classroom sizes, resources for high school higher need students. And the teachers union is proposing articles for the district to invest more in housing support staff to help more than the 1,000 kids who are unstably housed in Portland. Yep. They don't have any of those in Beaverton, I'm guessing. That's wrong. I know that they do.
They do. They
definitely do.
They do.
I've been through a talk before.
Yeah. Soon, Danny.
Okay. When are they going to fix this? So I have to wait until after there's no homeless school?
Just until they're older.
Until they're older.
Until they're older, you can make fun of them.
But there's always more kids.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, then. They do bargaining sessions, if you guys are interested, are live streamed, and they have been described as acrimonious.
Oh, wow. I don't even know what that means. That sounds amazing.
A little bitter, a little bit of vitriol.
A little bit of...
Ooh. Ooh, yeah, I like some of that.
Yeah, if you're looking for...
Why'd you have to describe it with an SAT word? What was that about?
There were a plethora of other words that could have chosen name.
I guess it's in the spirit.
That is what the teachers used.
Mm. Oh, that's
and
true.
The administrators,
well, they would, wouldn't they?
Okay, I was just plagiarizing.
Are English teachers in charge of the union?
They're always trying to use those sexy words. Oh, not supposed to.
Yeah.
It's okay. You're good on saying the word sexy in regards
don't
to
don't be obscene. Don't swear. Those are the rules.
You really shouldn't say sexy and teachers, though, at the same time.
That's yeah.
Sexy words.
All right.
Acrimonious is one of them.
Acrimonious is a sexy word to you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Everybody stop using that word. We don't want to... All right. Anyway, here's what Portland Public Schools started with. They started last week. Okay. It's an important thing. So they're on track. They started with a frozen salary schedule, teachers wearing the working without contract stickers, and also decent weather. So it's not all bad.
Mm-hmm.
Some good things are coming out of it. Question, is this story more or less interesting to you than Burning Man floods?
I mean, I would like to talk about it for a second.
Which part? Or the Burning Man?
I mean, you know, what's going on? You know, they want to get paid, you know, and they're teachers and they need stuff and they need supplies and, you know, they should get it, you know?
Okay.
If the Portland Public School District gets more money, does Beaverton just get to, like, skip the strike and, like, say, like, we're going to do it too?
I think that they're saying that Beaverton's already making more money than Portland. Or their pay raise percentages are already greater.
Okay, not the substitutes. I have checked. I've applied to Portland. I've been rejected twice.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah.
They accepted me.
Isn't that a slap in the face? I'm just no offense to you.
I missed my interview to be a bus driver there, I think.
It did seem a little offensive. But
did you take the bus to the interview? Is that the problem?
Yeah.
Is it because they don't want you talking to the kids?
Maybe it's because I hang out in the parking lot, I think.
Yeah. Well, my interview is acrimonious, to say the least.
Don't use that word.
Oh, yeah. I love that word. Damn.
I used to have a speech impediment. Like, it came back. It was that bad.
Okay.
Couldn't do my THs, my Ls anymore. It was.
Do you think that that's why you weren't accepted to Portland Public Schools?
Yeah, I seemed way too foreign.
The speech impediment made you seem forward? Foreign?
Yeah.
I mean, I get that you are also foreign. Okay. But I don't know. That's
well,
not,
I was born in California.
You don't need to be. Okay. You don't. That's foreign.
No. Burning Man is crazy, though. I don't know if you saw the Burning Man.
Whoa.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's mud, poop.
Is that part of it?
Yeah, wow. It rained. It flooded Burning Man, and it rained, and the sand, it's not even like, it's like a weird, it's like basic, like it turns into like this clay, and it sticks to everything. And
is it quicksand?
It's basically peanut butter.
I've been worried about that.
It's a dried up lake,
uh-huh.
So it's like, yeah, it's turning into this weird clay, and everybody's stuck, except for the super rich, like Chris Rock got out, I guess.
Good for him.
I saw him get out.
Yeah.
I saw a video of him in a truck.
Yeah.
Finally, my petition went somewhere.
But, yeah.
Save Chris Rock petition. Yeah,
petition to let Chris Rock out of Burning Man. Please. Yeah. Somebody got to go get him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's liable to get slapped too. Again.
Yeah, you can't get out because the cars can't drive. It's like peanut butter. But also because of the way that it is, it sucks moisture out of your skin if you get all over. So like if you try to get to the desert, you'll dry up.
Yeah, at least like chemical burns on your skin.
What?
Yeah, so it's hilarious.
I guess it's, that's what they call it, Burning Man.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's like we're not supposed to be out in the desert like that or
There's
something.
A lot of things we're not supposed to do, I think, that they're doing out there.
Yeah, but everybody is just thinking it's
like
wasting
money.
There was that guy who escaped here who got stuck in the mud here. So you're also not supposed to be out in the weather here in Portland.
Yeah.
Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, wait, no, the guy who escaped the place?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know about that guy.
See, we know all the good facts.
Yeah, no, like, he was at a state hospital, and, you know, for all these crimes, he tried to kill somebody.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Yeah. He was...
Where have I been?
Arrested.
Safe, apparently.
I don't know. No, they were all,
reporting on the news.
They were
mud,
like, keep a lookout for this guy, and then a few days later, they found him stuck in the mud.
I did see that.
Yeah.
I did see that.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
He was there for 12 hours.
I like that the mud is in so many headlines. I feel like mud is an underrated, you know, weather feature that you might encounter.
Yeah, yeah.
Really
people are
saving
not thinking
society.
About it.
Well, Saturn is in Pisces, so that makes sense.
And Saturn governs mud, famously. So.
Yeah.
I don't know what
that makes sense. No, it all lines up.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, that's what someone at Burning Man told me on the internet.
Yeah.
I've been arguing with people from Burning Man all day on my phone.
So they're stuck in the mud, but they have internet.
Yeah, some of the rich ones do.
Hmm.
And there's been... Everybody on TikTok has been making videos making fun of Burning Man people.
But Chris Rock had a hitchhike out of there.
Yeah. Yeah, he had to walk some miles.
But he's not one of the rich ones, is what you're saying.
No, he is.
Why didn't he have a phone?
Yeah, I don't know. He got out.
I heard that the sewage is overflowing and then washing around. It's just it's a big mess of literal sewage.
Okay.
People are going to get ringworm.
I like the amount of poop stories we have.
Yeah, but that's enough about poo.
And now, what about the teacher?
Yeah.
Huh? Going on strike in November.
I don't know, but I will say that we were recently reading this. We did have Portland Public Schools got in trouble by the Supreme Court for busting up. They paid some custodians that were not union. They contracted with somebody else.
Oh.
They don't really know the things. And then they got rid of the custodians. And the Supreme Court said that they did it illegal. I don't know if it was the Oregon Supreme Court or the federal Supreme Court.
Probably the Oregon.
Wait, what custodians?
I think it was in North Portland. There were union custodians, and the school district said, nope, we're going to use this company because they can do it for different better
annoying.
Service.
Yeah,
and then they did not provide
unethical.
Enough service, and now they owe custodians millions of dollars or something.
That's part of the reason.
Well, they deserve. I just want to say, shout out Maribel. I don't know if you're listening. My best friend when I was ages 5 through 10 was our custodian in elementary school. Maribel, shout out. Maribel, best custodian ever. We used to scrub the tables together.
What makes
That's
a good
great.
Custodian?
She's friendly.
Okay.
She gave me Christmas presents. And I gave her Christmas presents. It was fun.
I think that was part of the complaint, was that the custodians that are like union are friendly and known, and this contracting company was also not in good relationship with the children.
Oh.
I don't know how to say that.
That sounds...
I read half an article.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, well.
Well, also shout out Chu, other custodian. He's a homie, but I think he was mute. Or just didn't speak English because he didn't talk at all.
Custodians can really get by on vibes, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Ours in elementary school, we would always just try to grab his keys, and he'd, like, jingle them at us. Like, you can't get them. And we're like, wait, I really want them. His name was Mr. Newman, and we called him Mr. Nunu.
He seems very witch-like in your story.
Yeah.
Just a very warlock presence.
He had them on, like, a retractable thing. Very cool when you're, like, 7.
Our gym teacher had one of those, and that was not very cool.
Do you think it'd be cool if I got one now?
Kinda.
Okay. Just do a little straw poll to see what the vibe is.
Solid 6 out of 10, you know, cool level. Like a chain wallet.
Yeah. Retractable chain wallet. I don't know if anybody's doing that.
Like a trucker hat with rhinestones. Things that David's interested in. Yeah.
Acrimoniousness.
Oh, yeah.
The word.
Yeah. I love that.
And those cool retractable key things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have to, like, order them special, or maybe they have them at the gas station? I don't know. They got lots of cool stuff
you
there.
You can pretend. You could have, the ring that retracts and comes back, Woody from Toy Story. You could pull it out, and when it comes back, you could, like, say a line.
That's a great idea.
David, do you know people that own these? Where do they get them? You seem like a guy who's dated folks with these. That's why I asked.
Yeah, ooh, you do seem like a guy.
Impressive who's... read. Impressive read.
Yes.
More on that later, but this is not the subject. Teachers, no. Pay them more. Just pay them more.
Okay.
Pay me more.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Let's just throw money at them.
Can we move on to prisons? Are we okay should. With that? Okay. Folks, you're
finally
listening.
Finally some lighter material.
Yeah, some lighter material here on KBOO FM. We're maybe talking news. Yeah.
Throw
maybe
dollar talking bills on teachers. Okay, moving
this
on.
I'm glad that you said it, and I didn't. This is interesting. We're just nonsense in here this evening. Thanks for hanging out with us and listening to our nonsense. Our next story of the evening, the Oregonian reported that the Washington County Jail, have you been there, David?
Not.
Okay. Althea, have you been there?
I'm a substitute teacher there, actually. Okay.
All right. Good. I'm glad that they have them. They have reported, yeah.
They have substitute teachers?
They have Althea there.
Oh.
Sometimes.
Cool.
Just when other people call out.
Yeah.
That's when I have. Yeah.
Okay.
So. These are... Have you ever been... Do you know how comedy works, Emily? Sometimes people just say things that aren't
true. Yeah. You know what? I should have took my Adderall today, I think.
I'm also glad you said that, and I didn't. Okay, so the Oregonian reported Washington County Jail closed for their intake for 3 hours on Sunday. It was yesterday, I'm pretty sure. Due to shortage of staffing. Importantly, they don't have anybody to put it in. I don't have a lot of information, I'm not going to lie. I found one article. It was Sunday, so a lot of people went on. They just didn't cover it. And also, the jail seems to have not wanted to... They didn't have a press release or anything. So I just read, usually they do 49 intakes a day. I don't know how many they did yesterday because of short staffing. Does anybody care that not enough people were put in jail yesterday?
Well, it just depends on what they did.
It's not the hard crimes. Those go directly to jail. They don't get a report to intake on Sunday.
Yeah, well, they don't. I read some stuff.
Okay.
I read some stuff.
About what?
Yeah.
Jail or...
Yeah, but what you're talking about, apparently they've been understaffed for a while. They're very understaffed.
Do you want to hear my conspiracy theory?
Yeah.
This is just like they put it out to be like, hey, but they were like, we weren't going to intake anybody anyway, but they want to feel sorry about their staffing and be like, this is on you guys, the public, for not working hard enough.
People behave themselves on Labor Day weekend for months.
Yeah. And they're like, nobody wants to work on... Who's like, even when fully staffed organizations don't have people working on Sunday morning of Labor Day weekend. Mm. Yeah, this is... It feels like a...
Yeah.
They're making up a story kind of thing. Mm-hmm. They would shut it down even if it weren't short
staffed. Maybe they're trying to get some funding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think we need jail.
It's a conspiracy.
You don't think... What? Do you have a substitute?
You're a substitute jailer, right?
Yeah.
She's not a substitute jailer. She's a substitute teacher
in the jail.
In the jail.
That's comedy.
That's...
sorry.
Well, I'm going to tell you something now. My grandpa was in jail for a while. He did not learn a damn thing.
Okay.
Sorry.
So the substitutes are not working there. Yeah, we heard.
Not hard enough.
Okay. Got that, Althea?
Learning can be a lot of different things.
Okay.
Sure. Well, the Washington County is kind of goofing it right now.
Yeah.
When it comes to... They had to let a bunch of people out recently because they didn't have lawyers.
Oh. Jails have lawyers?
Yeah, they're not supposed to keep you in there if they don't give you a lawyer. Yeah, and they weren't doing that. Yeah.
I think it was... was it December last year, where 40% of cases got let go because there wasn't enough defense attorneys?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like they did a good job by not working.
If you don't like somebody, you can throw a rock through their window, and the chances of something happening are very low.
Well, imagine being a public defender. Imagine being a defense attorney right now and knowing that the best defense you can provide for your client is your absence. That's a guarantee. That's like if you don't show up, they win by default. So
that's like serving in Congress at the state level. If you don't show up,
you win by default. Yeah. Substitute teaching works pretty similarly to that.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a battle between kids and me, and they don't learn.
Did they give you a fun nickname?
Did they give me a fun nickname? Yeah, they call me Pokemon Sub because I know all the Pokemon, and some kids call me Mr. Mario because I gave out stickers from a Mario sticker book, and that stuck, and now other kids think it's because I have facial hair. And am Italian, but I'm not Italian, and I never claim to be. I refute that.
Yeah. Yeah. Tough to unwind that kind
of thing.
Can
we see your 23andMe report?
My dad took one, actually, found out. Scandal. 1/8 Japanese.
I think you're 1/16 hipster. A little bit.
Shoot.
Got him.
Yeah.
I want all of our listeners to know that Emily thinks she's very funny. I don't know what you're getting out of this.
I'm hilarious.
Emily is very happy with what she's
putting out. I have a lot of rocks.
I'm also very visibly not Italian.
It's an audio medium. You know, it's an audio. It's fine to clarify that kind of thing.
I wasn't going to say it.
Nothing against Italians.
Yeah, get that straight.
But that's not how you get racially profiled on a regular, is what you're saying? It's just at the schools?
No, I get racially profiled primarily at the TSA. Basically, the TSA agents, 9 times out of 10, will like pat me on the back and ask me, hey, could you take that guy? I'm like, what? They're like, could you take that guy? I'm like, what do you mean? I think that's your job. They're like, bro, I know you do kung fu. And I'm like, he's a game recognizes game. And I'm like, that's awesome.
9 times out of 10? While you walk through TSA every time?
Yeah, like when I check the passport.
Okay.
U.S. passports, it's like, it sounds like I'm joking. You can, like, ask people who travel with me. This happens on a regular basis. It's always a kung fu profile. Never taekwondo, never karate, always kung fu.
It's because that panda movie.
Yeah, that really did a number on my... I think so. Yeah, I look just like him. For those at home, I look exactly like Kung Fu Panda. I sound just like Jack Black.
This explains the substitute teaching.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. School of Rock was actually my greatest influence.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I want to talk more about throwing rocks through windows.
What do you want to talk about? Have you done it or has it been done to you?
No, but I'm just amazed that there's not more... You know, because, like, there's a lot of broken windows in the city, but, like, I'm amazed at how much order there is. You know what I mean?
Sure. But, highlight that for once.
You know what I mean? Like, no, for real. Like, because, like, right now, like, you, like I said, you could just throw a rock through somebody's window.
We are sitting next to many windows that are still all...
Well, they're interior, but, you know.
Sure. But
doesn't
still
mean they're invulnerable.
You could throw rocks through interior windows.
Yeah, but and the chances of not something happening are slim. So like you'd think that this city would be chaos, you know? Like it is kind of chaos, but you think it'd be way worse. There'd just be all the windows.
Have you guys any of you guys had a broken window in your car?
Yes.
Did somebody break in?
Yes, actually.
Okay. I also have.
Yeah.
You, Althea?
No.
I guess it does happen. I'm just amazed it doesn't happen more. I also don't have a car.
Can I tell you my story?
Yes.
It was right around Christmas. I got, like, the car got broken into, you know, they took all my stuff. And I wasn't paying attention, so I got into my car, and I was like, why are all the tampons on my seat? They don't want my tampons, just so you know. So it was very confusing, and then I figured out what was going on. The next day I was driving around trying to fix it, and I called my sister. This was Christmas, so, like, check in. She was like, well, it could have been worse. And I was like, I don't think it was fine. I mean, like, and she's like, did you report it? And I was like, no, what are they going to do? She's like, you need to report it because, like, next thing you know, they could kill you. And I was like, that seems like an escalation. That seems wrong. She lives in St. Louis, and she's like, no, that's what they do in St. Louis is they just pull you over, and then they kill you, and then they steal your car and go for a joyride and leave it somewhere else.
So
and
I was not, like,
this is not comforting. This is not comforting.
Yeah. Not at all.
Yeah, it didn't work. And also, it didn't fix the issue. Like, I don't know what happened to those people. But I don't think reporting it in, like, what are the police going to do if you report your broken window?
Nothing.
My friend put a sign on her window, and it said, the car is open, please don't break my window.
Okay.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Did they take her stuff?
She just always made sure there was no stuff in there, and they didn't have a radio anyway in the car, so.
Yeah.
There you go.
But no, nobody actually went in the car after that, because I think the sign weirded them out.
Yeah, well, can I tell you my theory? This is my conspiracy. I don't know if I can share conspiracy
Please,
theories on the radio. I have my car broken into. They didn't take anything. They just,
this,
you know,
will, if you go to parenting divorce court, this will impact you before you talk about that conspiracy theory.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that they can use this against you when taking your
there's
kids.
There's a lot more out there they can use against me. Oh, trust me, Danny. I have a whole portfolio.
Okay.
TikTok.
All right. That's not surprising to me.
Yeah. No. My theory is, you know, they broke the window. Nothing was taken. And this is not a unique story. I've heard a lot of people say someone broke my car window and nothing was taken. And all the jokes are always like, oh, was my shirt not good enough? Was my DVD not good enough? You don't want to take my copy of Jack Black's Kung Fu Panda 3?
What's wrong with my tampons?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. People are always asking that. And I don't think they're realizing what's going on. Because I took my car to, I went to go get a repair, right? Not trying to slander Safe Flight Repair, but I go there and they were quite busy at Safe Flight Repair. I look around and there's not a lot of places to repair your windows. And it hit me. If you were working at Safe Flight Repair and it was a slow season and you didn't have a lot of fixing to do, you could just generate demand. You could just walk around, smash the windows. Ooh, customers. You just make customers. That's a safe stock to buy. So I'm putting it all into Safe Flight Repair.
Okay, it also sort of makes sense as to why, like, they wouldn't take your stuff, because they're like, I don't want to carry around a bunch of stuff. That's
exactly.
Like too much work.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's,
anybody else want to weigh
it's
in on
perfect
this?
The perfect crime. I no notes.
Okay, so. Well, it started as a joke. Started as a joke and ended with a little bit of credulity.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I don't want to get too acrimonious.
I mean, if. I don't know
if
Safe
Flight is listening.
Yeah, I have your song stuck in my head now.
I know, I'm thinking of it too.
It's all the very upsetting.
They do
so,
a lot of commercials. Anyway,
yeah,
they
yeah.
do a lot of commercials. And they got that. It's a catchy jingle.
Are they doing a commercial now?
I don't know. It's stuck in my head forever now.
Well, if Safe Flight's not doing that, they should. Is all I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a good business deal.
Again,
you know?
I'm glad that you said it and not me.
I'm pretty sure the demands of the free market necessitate
crimes.
That they do. I think that's how.
Yeah.
Are you entrepreneurialing into something?
No.
Okay. Just wondering.
Not this. Wrong place to plug my food tour business.
I don't know what that means.
You go to
www.sidedishmafia.com. Again, I'm lost, but I'm glad you're happy with it.
Yeah.
You're allowed to plug it.
You're allowed.
You're not like in trouble.
We're not gonna. Nobody is anybody listening
yeah.
out there? Hi, people. If you are, just it's fine.
Yeah.
Thanks
if you
going.
Are, it's fine.
That's https / www.
Take no action.
Yeah.
SideDishMafia.com.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, my Lyft driver who drove me here, he, who's probably listening right now because I told him to listen.
Hi, dude.
Hey. But he told me that, there's this scary situation where he was driving this, like, 50-year-old old couple. Oh, not old couple. You know, a 50-year-old couple.
Barely clinging to life, 50-year-olds. Sure.
Oh, God.
Not Emily said it, not me.
But, this car drove around all crazy, so then he honked, and then he, like, stopped in front of him and started coming at him with a gun and chased him down for a while, and then eventually he got away. And he said that happened
the
just...
The Lyft driver or the couple?
The Lyft driver and the couple. The couple were in the back seat.
And what happened with the gun guy? Just
where'd he come
from? He said
from?
He was able to avoid him. He was just this crazy guy in a car with road rage, I guess. I said he thinks the car was stolen. So he got out of the car with a gun, and the other person that was in the car got out too, and then just fell over. And he got away by backing up into an intersection or something crazy. But, yeah.
Well done, Lyft.
Yeah.
I hope you got a very big tip.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I was like, did they tip you?
I hope the other guy got stuck in the mud.
I hope he got stuck in the mud, too.
Yeah. Who needs jail? So. Just get more mud. Just get a big pile of mud. Throw
now
them
it's
in.
Solutions oriented.
It's like I have a conspiracy about the mud.
Okay.
I think it's somebody put a spell on it or something.
Oh, okay. Those.
Yeah, because the mud is getting people.
Is this mud all over the nation? Or just like in the west part of
the
United
States? I think it's just, it's like a spirit that takes the mud over the mud, and dude, you know, he was wanted to got the mud, and then the selfish, like, rich people who are all wasting, you know, being assholes over a Burning Man, and all of a sudden the mud's like, you know what, you guys are being butt munches, and then they get the
mud. Yeah, I'm kind of for it. Can I just ask, what is mud backwards?
Dumb.
Yeah.
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 And then you have
the substitute teacher. He's teaching spelling so well.
Yeah.
It's half a sucker.
No, think about it though. Actually, Emily, you're onto something.
The mud is gonna.
Mud backwards is not dumb as in unintelligent. It's dumb as in D-U-M. Twice dumb dumb. That's a type of what? Lollipop. Lollipop is a candy. Candy. Oh yeah. But on a stick. What else is on a stick? Corn dogs. Corn is manufactured in the Midwest United States, where Iowa, and dogs are found all over the place. Dogs are whose best friend? Man's best friend. Yeah. But who's a girl's best friend? Diamonds, according to whom? The De Beers family, who owns the blood diamonds mines in Africa. Now, it all comes back to blood, right?
Yeah. It goes all
blood
the way to the top.
Rhymes with mud. Yes. Wait a minute, we're onto something. And what makes mud when you mix the soil and liquid? Wait a minute. What kind of liquid? Blood from labor.
Yeah.
This is full circle. Oh, and that's enough. Blood in the mud could make a cursed mud pretty easily, I think. So I think that's the theory that I
that's a solid theory. Yeah, you mark my words. There's going to be more mud vengeance.
It's surprising you're not a full-time teacher and are just a sub.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I teach them enough in the time I get.
I wrote some notes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
circle.
Hold on.
I got it.
So we're going to reset here, folks. It's KBOO FM. On 90.7, if you're in Portland. It's something else if you're in Philomath or Hood River. We're air there, too. We hope we have listeners. We're here with David, Emily, and Althea making a mockery of the news and having a good time. So
time.
I'm Danny Shy. I'm your host. I'm here every second Monday and also on Labor Day for free because I support labor very strongly. That sounds sarcasm. I do pay union dues.
Sure.
So that's a thing. Yeah. At least for one union. I should probably be. Anyway, that's another story.
I think you're only like allowed to be in one.
At a time. I think you can be in more. You can pay dues to as many as you want. It's a donation. You could donate everything.
I leave that up to you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You should be a teacher.
Yeah. No. I like substituting because you don't have to care if you ruin the children. You know, the parents don't know to complain to you. You're like, the students don't even know your name. It's great.
Yeah.
They know mine.
I'm a massage therapist, so I just touch people for money. That's what I do.
And they pay you. Congratulations. That made her very happy.
Do they give you
nicknames? It's a legit job. I have a chiropractor. I work at a chiropractor's office. I'm a working professional.
We're not sure why you're laughing at your job. Do you want to promote yourself, though? Do we want to do promotions, or we want to wait till later? Okay.
My name is Emily June. I'm a two-namer, too. I'm getting back into comedy. I have a show on Shady Pines Radio. I don't know if I can say Shady Pines Radio.
No, you can. Shout out Shady Pines.
It's called Northwest Comedy Hour. Every Tuesday at 1 o'clock, I play live comedy shows out of Portland that I record. And I'm doing a thing with Johnny Franco at Laurelhurst Park. It's not the comedy show they have out there, but it's Johnny Franco's variety show. On the 21st, I'm doing Smart Dumb Comedy on the 9th, and then I'm doing the Oaks Bottom Comedy on the 12th.
So. Covert Cafe? Is that what they named it now?
Yeah, Covert Cafe.
They have a kitchen now. I haven't partaken in their food. Good times. All right. David?
Yes?
Do you want to promote yourself or no?
Yeah, if your teacher is sick, call me.
What ages do you substitute for?
All of them.
Okay, assuming the children are listening. That's what I'm talking about. Like adult education?
You never know.
Okay.
You never know who's in the third grade.
You can take a guess, but you can't be sure.
I'm going to be adjunct professor at PSU this winter term. Ooh. If you want to take intro to poetry, sign up this winter term. Ask for me. And if you want to take a delicious walking tour of downtown Portland, you just go to www.w as in Wendell. Okay. That's W as in water, W as in what, W as in who, dot, side as in kick, dish as in out, and mafia as in the mafia.
Wait, I have a question. Are they doom tours? Are they doom tours? Because you said you did tours.
Food tours. Food opposite of doom. It's necessary for life. Yeah, so, it's a very high-calorie tour, actually.
Doom food tours.
Yes.
All right. Cool. Stop listening. I'm very glad Althea wrote that down.
Yeah.
So it's
dot
water,
and
what, who, dot, side dish, mafia. Com.
Yeah. That's C as in capiche. O as in,
oh, I get it.
And then M as in man. It's pretty late.
It is surprising how many words you know.
That seems like a dig at my foreignness.
It was just a dig at your whole person.
Oh, yeah.
You're more than your foreignness.
Yeah, you dirty Californian.
I do look like Kung Fu Panda.
And somebody else.
Jack?
Black.
Black.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Jack is in Jack. Black is in Black.
When I was when I signed up for a doctor's appointment once a long time ago, I was much younger. They were like reading stuff back to me, and they were like, D is in David. I'm like, correct. And they're like, A is in AM, whatever. And so they're like, what's your phone number? I wasn't sure what to do. So I said, 5 is in guys. And so you don't have to do that.
So, okay. All right, well, Althea, you're going to have to follow that up with how to promote yourself.
Oh, you should just listen to the talk show that I do on KABU, which is Fridays at 8 a.m., The Gap with Tammy.
I heard you this morning, or this afternoon, not this evening. It was this evening.
I'm also periodically on other programs, but I had an interview on today.
You've got a good radio voice.
Thank you.
I like it.
I've been cultivating it for 4 years,
it's
so I'm
like
glad.
It's like a caramel coffee.
Oh my God.
She taught me
how to... Can I leave? I don't get anything else.
I can't fix it. You're doing great. Great voice. Fridays on KABU. That's the same station as this one that you're listening to, folks. So just don't change the dial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And just always leave your radio on.
Yeah, never change the channel.
It is very good security.
Yeah.
I will say what? I used to leave my radio on all the time at work.
It's like security for what?
For against robbers. That's common
security
known.
Against listening to another radio station.
No,
I don't know.
Just to keep your pets happy, obviously, and also to make sure people that don't break into your house. And I used to think, well, this is probably just made up. Well, I used to work at a place, I left the radio on all the time because people came by late at night, and I was like, so I'll just leave the radio on. What else can I do? And then they fired me and turned off the radio. And the next week when I went to get some stuff back from there, they were like, we got broken into. So the radio is an excellent sense of security.
Yeah. Just
keep it on.
Kevin McAllister was right.
So there's good security in this building? I'm pissed.
Yeah. No, didn't you have, like, grandparents and stuff that were like, always leave the radio on when you leave the house?
Oh.
No.
Is that not a you guys thing?
My grandparents say stuff like, eat every grain of rice because you never know when the next bomb will drop.
Yeah, that sounds like...
Oh, my God. Yeah, we just left the radio on when I was a kid to keep the dog company.
Okay. Well, we left it on for security reasons.
Yeah.
The radio has many, many values.
Well, what time is your show again? And Fridays at 8 a.m.?
Fridays at 8 a.m.
Yeah, we'll have some sweet voice with your sweet coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm going to clip this and turn it into a promotion.
You know how Walgreens will play classical music really loud to, like, keep the homeless people from sleeping outside of Walgreens? And they're really, yeah, it's a harsh thing. If they played 90.7, I feel like the dulcet timbre of Althea's voice would draw more of a crowd.
There you go.
Oh,
play me at Walgreens.
I will.
Guys, coming to a Walgreens near you.
I was real concerned that he was, like, telling you make people fall asleep. That's, like, what it sounded like you were going. But that's not... You were just like, no, they'd come just to hear your voice.
It's just late.
Okay.
Danny.
Wow. Okay.
All right. What else you got for us, huh?
Doom loops.
Doom
loops. We're writing this story mostly just because I learned the phrase doom loops this week. And I want to talk about doom loops. And then I found this story about a doom loop tour.
So you learned about it before the story?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then I was just Googling doom loops.
Yeah.
It's not really a happy thing, but I found this story, which is terrible, but also great.
Well, let's quickly define that term for the listeners who don't know.
Do you know what a doom loop is, David?
I know what it is.
Emily, you want to define it for us?
Okay. Yeah, they were doing tours in San Francisco.
Oh, this is a whole story. You want to give the whole story? Go.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can let you do it if you want.
No.
They were doing tours in San Francisco of the worst parts of town. Yeah.
Okay. That was an interesting definition.
The shadow side.
That's what they said. Okay. So doom loops
where the mud is.
Yes. There you go.
Sure. Is where the mud and the feces is.
First fog, then what's next?
Oh, Lordy Board. The fog of fart, are you talking about? I don't know.
No.
It's the shadow.
I was trying
side.
To do a San Francisco thing, okay. But you go for it.
We're going to go. Doom loops, David, this is for you specifically, for your curious listeners. Doom loops are kind of, they become known as, like, because people aren't returning to the city, so that's like the downfall of downtowns. We in Portland would know nothing about the downfall of downtowns.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the doom loop tour.
No. Yeah, I think he was just asking about doom loops as a whole.
Well, yeah, I do.
Economically speaking, is like the dying of our urban areas.
Well, I strongly believe in, well, this is a more serious note. You ever heard of the Pygmalion effect? The concept that, like, as an educator, like, if you believe a kid is good, then you'll subconsciously treat that kid like they are good, and then they will be good in accordance with your expectations. The same thing is true. If you believe a kid is bad, they will become bad based on how we subtly and subconsciously treat that kid. The same thing, I think, is true of cities, of places within cities, is that the collective perception of that area really does dictate what becomes of that area. And I think it's a responsibility, not only as citizens, but also as shared, you know, members of a community. We need to look at these communities like they have potential to be good and not cast aside, you know, not just dwell and languish in pessimism.
Very interesting, because it's kind of the opposite of what this city commissioner chose to do.
Uh-oh. They would be a bad substitute teacher, I feel like.
Yeah. Okay. Also, I did read the play, The Pygmalion. It wasn't like that. I feel like there's a different definition. Anyway, it's a whole thing. Okay, so there was on Eventbrite, there was a tour posted, I think in June or July, to tour the quote-unquote doom loop of San Francisco. It was the anonymous host. It ticketed the tour for $30 and advertised the opportunity for attendees to get a pedestrian eye view of, quote, open-air drug markets, the abandoned tech offices, and outposts of nonprofit industrial complex, and the deserted department stores, end quote. It would go through San Francisco's Mid-Market, the Tenderloin, Urban Square, and it was scheduled for August 24th, last weekend. But they canceled it 2 weekends ago. I don't know how time works. They canceled it less than 24 hours from the start because they got a lot of backlash. And then the anonymous host came out and outed themselves as Commissioner Alex Ludlam. Mm-hmm. And originally he posted himself as anonymous and then described himself as a card-carrying city commissioner overseeing a municipal department. So it's surprising that people figured out who he was so much that he had to come out and describe himself. And then he had to cancel it because of all the backlash, because people weren't like, hey, you shouldn't have a tour to just like the opposite of Pygmalion effect mm-hmm. our city. It's not great. And so he resigned, and he wrote in a letter to a mayor, which I think that this is...
Wait, he resigned as commissioner?
Yeah, he resigned his post as commissioner, and in his resignation letter,
just over
he
satire?
Said...
Sorry.
Yeah, he said, this was supposed to be a satire thing. He said, I regret that my attempt to bring attention to the deplorable street conditions and rampant criminality in my neighborhood has been misconstrued as a mockery of suffering individuals. End quote. The very apologetic, that line. That's mm-hmm. a very apologetic kind of dude. Mm-hmm. Anyway, these are all caused, like, I was like, oh, this has got to work. I just like Doom Loop and Doom Loop Tour, and this guy just...
I just imagine, like, a bus, you know?
Yeah, I think it was a walking tour, but oh, that's God. Fair.
Do you imagine, where do you think they'd do that in Portland, like downtown and on like 122nd, probably?
I mean, a lot of places, but you're like, what are they looking at? Are they like pointing out like, hey, there's poop on the sidewalk?
Mm-hmm. Hey, there's a bunch of people doing fentanyl over there.
Hey, there's Salesforce. It used to be full of people, and now less people are in there.
That's kind of my tour.
That, yep.
But we get to eat sandwiches.
Yeah. Okay.
Way better.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Doom Loop sounds like a roller coaster I'd be too afraid to get on.
Okay.
It would be way too much upside down.
If you
stuff.
Watched your friends go on, would you then follow suit?
No, I'm a real independent thinker.
Okay.
When it comes to roller coasters. Other than that, I'm a big follower.
Okay. How much would you pay to not go on that roller coaster? Like, would you pay to, like, be in, like, the... Like, you know how, like, you pay to be in a park, and then you're like, oh, no, all of these rides look scary, and I'm not interested sure. in almost dying.
Yeah. I can't really get behind the economics of that, I guess. Anyway.
All right. Anyway, more thoughts, Emily?
Doom Loop.
Doom Loop Tour.
Looping Doom.
Around San Francisco.
Once isn't enough.
Oh, man.
Just say Doom Loop. It'll make you happy.
Okay, not even gonna lie, I got chills. How has there not been a Will Smith movie called that yet? That
sounds... That's what I'm saying. It's just a great word. I can't believe I didn't hear about it until this weekend.
Yeah.
I obviously was not paying attention to it.
I mean, anything you can't say anything without being insensitive. You know what I mean?
About the Doom Loop?
Yeah.
You can.
Anybody who tries to do satire is not allowed to be city councilor anymore. Isn't that crazy?
I mean, just like, you know, my thoughts is just like, maybe, you know, you could give some homeless folks some Halloween costumes and then, you know, make it doomy, and then that would be bad.
Well, this is getting insensitive. I think this is getting
insensitive. That would be if you did say that.
I'm canceled now.
I also think that you would need to pay those people.
Yeah.
Like, sure. If they're a member of your tour providing the entertainment, you got to pay them.
Yeah, no, like, they'd get paid. But,
what did he think was going to happen? Because he had posted it anonymously.
That's
like, they just show up. It's like, oh, wow, our host is city commissioner.
This is Adam Ludlam. Because he posted it. He was like, I am a card carrier. Like, when he was anonymous, he was like, your host is a card-carrying commissioner. Which one? Why card-carrying? Yeah. I don't think that they
get... They don't get cards. Give you cards. I don't think so.
Well, he probably has some cards.
Like special issues. Cards.
I'm a card carrying guy.
Yeah. What type of cards do you carry?
I have a Tyranitar in my pocket.
But do you?
I would pay for a ticket.
It's Japanese.
I would get a ticket
for $30.
Yeah, I would.
They did
$30.
If they're wearing Halloween
too.
Costumes, I would totally.
Oh, okay.
Wait till you see my Snorlax I got in the other pocket.
You're buying tickets to something completely different, Emily.
Okay.
What?
Oh, you thought that was a joke.
Listeners, David has
very shiny cards. It's not helpful for
the audio medium. It's a very shiny card, though.
For those who don't know at home, Snorlax is a pure normal type Pokemon from Generation 1. It has a thick fat, immunity, and hidden ability Gluttony.
Did you have Pokemon cards?
It evolves from Munchlax to High Friendship, I believe, in the daytime. Munchlax was introduced in Generation 4, of course.
How do you get laid? You get laid.
That's not a radio topic. It's not a radio topic.
Sorry.
Commitment, basically. Emily, commitment is how.
That's why you.
It's not like income.
That has nothing to do with labor. All right.
Oh God. Okay.
Hopefully.
I
don't know. Maybe he's out trying to have a baby, and then it would be. I don't know.
Oh God.
Let's talk about the next issue. What are the issues?
We haven't talked about a doom loop.
Yeah, this is inevitable. Anything else about the doom loop? No. No.
No.
Do you want to... What would... If you were organizing a doom loop tour, who would you expect to show up on your tour?
Of Portland?
I mean, of Portland or San Francisco.
Yeah, well...
What type of attendees?
Well, I would probably get my friends to, like you said, put on costumes. But I would try to make them, like, prove that things aren't so bad.
I meant, like, tour guests.
Oh.
Like, who's buying tickets? That's my question.
Okay, well,
it's
then
like, who
the
said,
same,
you know
the
what?
Same thing, actually.
You'd also make them...
Friends. Well, I think if... Who would show up to take a doom loop tour? Terrible people who aren't afraid. Which are the worst people. They're at Burning Man, though, right now. They're stuck in the mud.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was doomed from the start, because all of your attendees are literally in the mud.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I support that. Cool. Let's talk about UAW. We could move on.
All right.
I mean, we didn't say doom loop enough. I would like to say it all the time. I'm
doom
pro
loop,
this movie.
Yeah,
well,
yeah
no doom
movie?
Loop.
Well, here's
no junkies
what's
and Halloween
doom loop
costumes.
Backwards?
I was waiting for this.
Doom loop backwards is what?
Pool mood.
It's a pool because you're in the mood for the pool, right? Who else is in the mood for the pool? Who else? Dogs.
it always comes back to them.
No, when you think about pool mood, who's at the pool? Lifeguard.
Yeah.
Lifeguard, right? Because they have a lifesaver. Lifesaver is the name of a candy.
Mm.
Wait a minute. Does that sound familiar? It should.
Suckers.
It's a candy with what? A hole. What else is a hole? Donuts. Donuts, more like do not go to the doom loop tour.
Yeah. It was written there all along, if you knew how to look for it.
Wow. Where did that start?
Pool mood.
Okay.
It's a terribly insensitive tour. I mean, I did hear
dogs, and I thought, well, they listen to the radio, so that's a thing.
Yeah, I
think
they can hear the frequencies without even having to tune in. Yeah.
But also, you leave the radio on.
All the radio all the time,
yeah.
I think they can hear
Shout out to my dogs. If your dog's at home, woof, woof. I know what it means.
There's all kinds of signals going out on this radio station.
It's a literal dog whistle, actually. Oh, sorry. You guys couldn't hear it.
Yeah.
it was that kind of dog. It was very high pitched.
All right. Do you want to talk about the UAW automotive crash?
Yes.
I mean, I thought that already happened.
I know. It's not. Not yet.
Another.
Because I'm from Michigan, and my dad worked.
It's happened before.
Both my parents were factory workers. And my dad lost his job along with 40,000 other people in the same week in Michigan.
This year?
No, that was a long time ago.
Okay, that was a different strike.
I thought, is there even any left? Well, they better stop with the unionizing. They'll ship those factories to Mexico did before. They better cut it out.
I don't think... That's one of the things they want to put in the contract is that when they ship the factories out, the factories have to pay workers to do community service. So that the incentive to leave to other places. But anyway, they are still workers there. There's a bunch of them in Michigan still. There's three... labor contracts are being negotiated. Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge. They all expire on September 14th. Biden sent in a mediator, and the UAW is a little bit suspicious because they're not sure how they feel about Biden. One of the big points of contention is over profit sharing and a two-tiered wage system that pays less to new hires as opposed to veteran hires. And one, like, the big thing is, like, some of these concessions were agreed to by the last leadership and the union leadership, and from that last leadership, two of them are in jail, prison, and then 16 of them have been convicted of bribery, embezzlement, and other federal crimes. So there's some stuff going on there. Yeah. And here's what I think. I feel like this could make... I think that strikes should be a good sitcom, like dramatic sitcom. Is that a thing? Is that a type of show?
A dramedy, they're
calling them. A dramedy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it could be good. Because in this story, there's one part where, like, management gave... says they gave a list of stuff to the president of the UAW, and he threw it in the trash. And I was like, well, that seems dramatic.
Yes.
Good stage play stuff. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so the UAW does still exist, Emily.
Oh, that's just good.
Not for your parents.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Michigan still exists, okay? It's not in a doom loop. I mean... It's getting
out of there. Detroit's kind of like the new Portland in there, actually.
What?
Detroit's kind of the new Portland in Michigan.
No, Detroit's its own thing.
No,
it's not the new Portland.
It is.
As in people are moving there to retire? That would be the new Portland.
As in you can...
You don't retire here.
That's what I meant.
People moved to Portland to retire.
Before. That's what I'm saying. Detroit is like Portland like 15 years ago. Because you can rent a room in a house for like $300 still in Detroit.
Sure.
Now, a lot of my artsy friends are there. A lot of people grew up, like my more musician friends live there. A lot of people are starting like their little businesses.
A lot of gentrifiers of your friends.
Yeah. It's getting gentrified.
Shazam.
But to be fair, it was kind of just a bunch of empty, abandoned places before.
No, there were people living in them.
Yeah, not all of them. There was a lot of just houses just sitting there.
There was a lot of people living in
a lot of
things.
Foreclosed
there
houses.
There was less copper.
There was a lot of foreclosed houses
My
and empty factories and stuff.
Did find... What are you thinking, David?
Oh, just about all the issues.
Okay.
I don't really know enough about copper to engage.
The labor ones...
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about how there's those laws about in Oregon about paying farmers overtime.
Yeah. Oh, we skipped that story because we got time.
Yeah.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, but you heard about that they're repealing recently in 2022. They repealed the law that was established in 1930 with the fair.
They removed the so in 1930s when they passed the Fair Labor Act. That sound almost smart. They excluded farm workers from all fair labor stuff.
Which doesn't seem fair.
But they were like, you know, harvest season, you can't pay overtime in harvest season because those jobs are terrible and people are dying and they're very, you know, they're
That's
immigrants
the whole point
and stuff.
Of
so
the
why
fair
should
labor
care?
Laws, though, isn't
it? I don't, except for farm workers.
Fishy.
So, but then Oregon repealed the ability to exclude them from those laws.
In 2022,
In 2022.
Oh, that's good.
It took a long time. It took a long time. Yeah. 92 years. 92 years.
It's a little bit of time.
Yeah.
I mean, back then, Japan was occupying Manchuria.
I mean, it was before we started the internment camps.
Lots of goofs in between.
Some things happened in the middle.
Yeah, that's Oregon. Oregon's progressive. Most states probably still, they don't.
There's like five. Washington repealed it. California repealed or like
yeah, just five.
The
exclusion. That's it.
Okay, we need to close up, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because after this is coming self-help.
My name's Emily June.
Okay. Good. All right. Do you want to do... guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us. This is KBOO Radio. We're a community-supported, listener-driven something radio station. You can support us. You can call. I have a number here.
You want me to say it?
Yeah, would you like to?
Sure.
Yeah.
KBOO is a member-supported community radio station. All of the programs here are thanks to the contribution and love of our members. So if you like this, if you like the other stuff on this station, become a member, kboo.fm/give. You can text KBOO to 44321.
Thank you. This is Comics Take on the News. We'll be here again next Monday at the same time. We're with David and Emily and Althea. And you can find us on the webpage for stuff. And we
want to credit your sound.
Oh, and Kimberly and Nicole has been hanging out with Noise. Yeah, and making us sound good.
I forgot she was back there.
Okay. Whoa.
Are we back on?
I think we're saying goodbye.
Oh, we're still... Oh. We got 30 seconds till the next show. So we got Emily and David and Althea. Any closing thoughts?
Yeah, keep on rocking, dogs.
Don't
listening.
Judge me.
Woof, 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 woof. In the doghouse.
Yeah.
Peace out. And pay the labor.
You can hit the music if you want. Yeah. We're done.
Yeah, don't put Halloween costumes on.
I don't know if
case.
We have music prepped. 'Cause